Beginn die Karnatab, Besach, Besach, Amdav, Nun, Gimel, Beginn, Amad, Beis, Beginn, Heiz, the Master, begins with the Gemara, Bishimen, Bishit, Rav Yisi, Amr, you're saying in the opinion of Rav Yisi, the Amad, that he says, Af, Beg, Mad, Var, Vachula, that you also go based on the end of what a person's statement is. Tosfos explains the difference between the case of Harei, Lai, Mincham, and Nas, Ayrim, and the case of Rav Yisi, because Mishim, Menach, he said, Rav Shimon, Ha'old, if someone says, Harei, Lai, Hebe, Mincham, and Nas, Ayrim, he's going to be exempt, because it only comes from Chitim. The Gemara explains it because it goes like Rabbi Yisi, which says, yeah, Rabbi Yisi says that when you say Tumur is Oil, Tumur is Shlam, you go based on not just the beginning, but you go based on the end. So here also, when you say Rabbi Mincha is Oil, you're going based on the end, which is Oil, and there's no such Mincha, and therefore, it was not like Kederach Masnadrim, therefore, you're going to be exempt from bringing anything. But Tais is bothered. He says, Avagav, Rabbi Yisi, Chai, the Tabay. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yisi, it's not that it's neither. Actually, both. The case that he brings, Tumur Sa'ol, Tumur Shlam, it's actually not only the end. It's actually both that you have to go ahead and bring. So here you should have to bring from the first part of a statement, which is Mincha, which means Chitim, and the end, which means Sa'im. So you're not going to mean Sa'im, but you should still have to bring a Mincha of Chitim. So that says, Taisis, no, Ein Mishum Detrei Mili Kama. That's Rabbi Yisi's case. You said two things, Tumur Sa'ol, Tumur Shlam. So you have to go ahead, and both of those things take effect. It's not one's explained the other. Here when he says mincha minas ayim, who pirish mashama really mincha, that's qualifying what he said. Really mincha, and the reason is the abig madvar madam nitvas, that you go based on also what the person's concluding statement is. So mavat mahada amar betchila really mincha, that's nullifying the simple understanding of really mincha, which means chitim. The filim amar, and even if he would say, ilo, you see, they had I known yedea she'ein noidrin kach, that you can't make a dead like this, lo yitzin odi kach lekach, wouldn't have made like this, or rather would have made it in the normal way. And as Tais explained, that's actually the reason Rabbanan. The Amahu Lashon Rishon, that they say, yes, the primary is the first thing that you say. But lo yeb a neder peskim, it's not like a neder with its opening with it. Ki amma ili yisi there, when he would say that, had I known, etc., it means I'm not from the Sachin, like you must have known, it's got to give him an alf. Even so, Rav Shimon holds that no, that it's not going to be effective for him to explain and say, how had I known, I wouldn't have said like this. Because according to Rav Shimon, no, you didn't make a nedra at all. Because he holds that you go based on also what the ending is. And therefore, Harei Lai Mincha, Min HaSa'arim is one statement, and therefore there's no nedra at all in Minchas Chitim. Even had he said that, had I known, it doesn't make a difference. You didn't make a nedra whatsoever. Connect this to the Masech that begins with the Gemara, Ma'aruch Hanan Mishol Bazar. What did they see? That they gave up their life on Kiddush Hashem. Which Tais explains, what's the question? Pirsha Kodesh Rashi explains, Maro, what do they see? They didn't expound. The Torah says you should live by the mitzvah of Lo Shemesh, but you shouldn't die by them, which is a person not supposed to be Meisir Nefesh. And that was the question, why they give up their lives. It says, Tais, Rakash, it's difficult. This was to violate Jewish law in public. A person has to give up his life, even on the smallest thing. So what's the question? So Rabbi Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam explains that Tzelem Zesh Osin Nebuchadnezzar, this idol, this image that Nebuchadnezzar had made, love of a desire, but wasn't an idol, wasn't an idolatry. It was just the image that the king made for his own honor. That's why they said, what does he fit? It's not something that's not the Gimel Aver Eschem, or it's not even a mitzvah kala that's the Befahesia, that why shouldn't they go ahead and do this? So too it sounds like in the pasuk where they tell them the lachlas anach the palchin, to your God we're not going to bow down. Well, tell them that the havel niskan, then we're not going to prostrate ourselves to the golden image. Which mashmid al hadi David Salman, it sounds like that his God and his tell him tremilin were two different things. And therefore that was the most question, is that why shouldn't they have done it? Why did they give up their lives? And says vasa namishabah the min mil nairis. Now we can understand the gemara in ksubas avlam gimel beis. That the Gemara says over the El Moli, Nagdul Chanan Meshov Azariah, had they not tried to kill them, or rather they would have whipped them, then Pochot Tzama, they would have given in to the afflictions and they would have bowed down to the Tzelem. What do you mean? Via with the Zarabit, and if it would have been idolatry, Chas V'Shalom Shem Shtakim Lai, of course they wouldn't have bowed down. Rather, it's because there really was no Isra at all, it wasn't Abay the Zar. But Amir, however, says, Tais Loshem Pochot, the terminology of worshipping Lost the Shabbat, that doesn't really work out well, because we're saying it's not really Abay the Zar, it was just an image for the honor of the king. Now, Rima Farash, he explains that the Gemara's question was, Marosh le Baruch, what did they say if they didn't flee? Before the story actually took place, they could have fled. Daniel did. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there were three people there in that council, that Daniel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nebuchadnezzar, and they knew about it, they could have run away. And that's the Gemara's question, that why didn't they do it? Because that's what we learned from the Tzfardim, that they wanted to be Moisir Nefesh, like the Tzfardim. And that was, they chose to do that. So the next says, Master, this wins with the Gemara. You don't make a bracha on fire, on light, only on Matzah Shabbos. This explains why is that. Why didn't you make a bracha on the fire every moment that you have pleasure? Like the Gemara says in brachas, now benefit from this world without making a blessing. On that material, Rabbi Yosef answered, that's only when the person's body has pleasure from it. But just the pleasure of illumination of the fire, that one does not make a bracha. And although we make a bracha every single day on the light of the sun, that's because like all birchas Shabbos, that's something that gets renewed every single day. And conscious, the light of the fire is not a new thing every single day, and therefore one does not make a bracha on fire on the regular day.